Thursday. Sorry about starting early. I couldn't, you know, MLC is turning into Kevin just reliving his glory day. We know one time you saw a pretty girl and you almost did something about, we know. JK, but I can't sit around waiting all day for Kevin Brennan to decide that it's okay for everybody. I mean, I give you 2.5 hours of just rambling and rambling and rambling. We get it. You know, I'm starting to turn back the other way. I'm starting to think these shows, Sniping, Stuttering John, are onto something, that's content. Because at some point, your show is just complaining about shows that complain about Stuttering John. It's like, at least we mix it up. You know, right now we're on a deep Chad dive. We could go off on fat people at any moment. We've got a deep Corey Adams watch to get to. Don't forget, we haven't even gone over the Butch Bradley MLC appearance. That is going to be, I just haven't had enough dedicated time to set aside to watch. I got to be in the right mindset to bring you on that journey and to show other people what we can do. Either way, we're doing it. Welcome to the show. I haven't been able to fix the phones. I don't know what's going on. It's not the new computer. They were broke on the old computer. So something's gone fuckity. Corey with a palette. Wow. Corey needs a palette. Corey needs a palette. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Patrick. I'm a fat guy. And we'll be watching Chad today again. Unfortunately, just another deep dive show about Chad. So if you're hoping for something else, I don't have it for you. We're just going to watch. We're going to watch what Chad's put out there. We're going to break it down. We're going to tear it apart. We're going to ask questions. And I'm going to tell you what I know. I'm still waiting on some information out of Cleveland. I'll explain. Tweet the show. Let them know. Tell a friend. There you go. I didn't even tweet it out. So people got to be in the know. You really got to hit that subscribe button and hit the notification bell. Again. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Thursday evening. I don't even know. I got a new side monitor now. We're trying a whole new setup. Maybe I'll bring this down. I got to get a new mic stand. That might work. Teamster Tim in the chat. That's good. Flamsy Graham Bam. Flamsy Graham Bam. Hit the like button, okay? I'll start when we hit 100 likes. Can you imagine? Okay, anyway, okay, I'm in a silly mood, and, you know, Kevin's not gonna like it. Oh, wow, Kevin ended. Great. I don't even feel bad now. Kevin just ended his stream. I guess he got word that NLO was starting, and he didn't want the heat. Kevin didn't want this heat. Okay. Oh my God, enough with Kevin. We get it. It's just too many, you know. What an idiot. I think he likes pretending to be dumb because no one could actually be that dumb. Melton did so well Monday and Tuesday, he just took the rest of the week off. It's like, yeah, I mean, it is like a pretty big holiday. And Kevin's like, I don't get it. I hate my wife. I hate my kids. You know? Why do you gotta spend time with yours? And it's like, shut the fuck up, old man. That's my new, I want shut the fuck up, old man t-shirt. Snooker Man, thank you for becoming a member. That's one of my greatest days. Age of Quarrel, who I think loves Kevin. Kevin just signed off. Send him the link. Yeah, perfect timing. I just couldn't wait anymore, Kev. So you better get the fuck off when you see NLO coming. Let's be very clear about this. We'll get to you in a minute, Clubfoot Carl. Kraut cat camo. Hold on. Woof, just got home from work. Perfect timing. I ordered the distressed dad hat in black. 10% off with code THANKS. And George is going to be in charge of our dislikes. I wanted to be clear. This is an attack on Kevin Brennan. I'm coming for your time slot. I'm moving to afternoons. We're going to be starting at 4 p.m. East, 1 on the West. This is an absolute fucking attack on Kevin Brennan. And I dare you to do something about it. He's just gonna run like Chad. You see what happens. I go live. Kevin Brennan fucking runs. Kevin Brennan fucking runs. I go live. Everyone signs off the internet. Fucking pussies. Fucking pussies. Just kidding. Anyway, let him know. Let Kevin know. We're fucking you up, motherfucker. We're coming for you. I won't rest until William Borgeson is mine. William Borgleman. Anyway, welcome to the Nobody Likes Onions program, everybody. You know, we've had an interesting week. And it's been fun to watch it unravel, and believe it or not, you know, this is by design, this Chad arc, because we are done with Chad. There really is no more gold to sift out of the pan of Chad, and then so he has to go do something like this, which, if you don't know, it's one of the most insane sketches Chad's ever been a part of, and we all know he's done a lot of dumb sketches before. Check out his YouTube channel. Don't worry, you won't have to go back too far. He just keeps reposting them over and over and over and over and over and over and over. He's not about doing things now. He's about telling you about things he's done in the past. Did you know Chad used to be popular in high school? Did you know Chad used to have a condo on Lake Erie? Hello, ladies. Did you know Chad used to have a car until he drove it drunk and asleep into a tree? Car was paid for by the radio station gig he used to have until he lost it from his second DUI. Hello! Did you know Chad is banned from 4 locations on Dale Mabry? It's all in a police report. Did you know he tried to steal a sandwich from a Whole Foods in 2016 before he even lived there? So Chad's not into, like, doing things now. He's into telling you about the time. Do you remember the time Norm MacDonald opened for me? Yeah, Chad, we remember. Go back and listen to the open. I think Chad might need to go back and listen to the introduction from Norm. It doesn't say anything about Chad qualitatively. It's literally like, hey, put your hands together. Here's a guy coming up now. This is a comedian we're bringing up. Chad Zuma. Like, he doesn't know you. Norm didn't know your name. Norm wasn't thinking on his deathbed, did Chad know I loved him? Go back and listen to the intro. Go back and watch the set. Norm MacDonald literally goes, coming to the stage, here's a man. Zumach. It's like, there's nothing. There's not, he doesn't even do the fucking lie obligatory thing that most MCs do, where they go like, coming to the stage, your next comedian is a very funny guy. He doesn't even do that. Ask every comedian in the world. Like, everybody gets that. That's just called hyping the next guy up and trying to make the show sound good. Norm MacDonald doesn't even do that. Norm MacDonald literally goes, he doesn't even go like, coming to the stage, your next comic, you're going to love him. He doesn't say any of that. He goes, coming to the stage, it's comedian Chad Zuma. It's just like, whoa. So I guess you could, in a way, you could go, oh, Norm Macdonald thinks I'm a comedian. And you would go, ooh, ooh. you know, so there you go. Occult C says, I've watched a clip. He technically, Norm made a joke, so he technically opened for Chad. Yeah, I never thought about it that way. Then again, I'm not fucking looking to lie. But we all have our cross to bear. I thought we should just jump into it, you know, just let people know. Let me let you know what we know now, what we have been told now, and just where we've landed. So last week, I'm gonna have to turn those sounds off again. Am I right? New computers, everybody. And I know you're like, Patrick, didn't you just import your last one over to this one? Shouldn't all the settings have transferred? No. I set it up fresh. New system, all fresh. You got to do that every once in a while. Don't worry about it. But you will be annoyed with mail sounds constantly during this program. And I might as well just close it, I guess. But then I can't get hot tips. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I can go. I did install this for a reason. System sound effects. Mute. All right, maybe that'll stop it. We do a pro show over here. If you have any questions about it, hit that like button, you fuck. All right, so here's what we know. Last week, we started sniping Chad. Chad did not like it. Chad reacted like when you ever put boots on a dog and it starts stepping. Like, what the fuck is this? That's what Chad started doing immediately when he started getting sniped last Monday. You know, his brain couldn't handle it. Within a few minutes, he signed off. What the fuck was that? That can happen to me? I'm the sniper. Whoa. I didn't like that at all. So he lost his little mind. And Chandler gave to punish him. This is the day Chandler turned, and Chad went on MLC, basically groveling to Chandler. Chad didn't like that. The next day, Chad went live two times on a Tuesday, and both times signed off when getting sniped. The second time, he hung out and just let me loop and rock his world. I mean, literally, like, he couldn't do shows. Did we get gifted? What happened? Did somebody gift? Oh, Colt C says justice for Mr. Spaghetti. Anyway, thank you for joining, Colt C. Your cold, calculating support means more to me than $100 super chat from some fucking basic bitch, you know? For Mr. Spaghetti. I want to change my name to Mr. Spaghetti. Melton's been drinking. I have not. How dare. I haven't drank in weeks. Weeks. What's all the names on the wall? People who give you money to fix the dead pixel. Come on. We don't have the money for camera. Do you think I give a fuck about a dead pixel? It's part of the show now. As a matter of fact, I'd like to sell the rights to name my dead pixel. So if you would like to name the dead pixel or get like sponsorship rights for the dead pixel, we'd love to sell that to you.
The only thing more useless than my existence is a membership to the Shuly Network, too. I mean, I do have friends, though, so I guess I do have some value. Remember when I wrote my mom a Mother's Day letter? That was dope, dog.
That was dope, dog. So that was all on Tuesday. Chad did two shows. And Chad claims that on Tuesday he got swatted. And Chad also claims that on Tuesday his aunt in Cleveland got swatted, and his cousin, Jill, in Cleveland also got swatted. So now we're like, whoa, okay. This is crazy allegations. Now, Chad didn't do a show. Chad did a show Wednesday that Bedabbler sniped, and there was no mention of said sniping or anything like that. Just a normal, awful Chad show that Bedabbler striked. People are saying the audio is kind of low. I don't doubt it. A lot of stuff got tweaked, but I'll turn it up. Is that better? Okay, so then after a triple swatting, it was a run by footing. After a triple swatting on Tuesday, Chad, his aunt, and Jill, a Cleveland hat trick, as it's known other places. Chad does a regular show Wednesday, doesn't mention it at all. And then Thursday, Chad does a Thanksgiving show where he's, you know, Kumi is cuxing. He's alone on Thanksgiving. And at the end of his show, after about an hour, which is not a coincidence at all that that's about how long Chad can do, you know? I'm sure it could have happened 10 minutes in. It could have happened 20 minutes in. It has no coincidence that it just came around an hour into the show. But let's take a look at what happened. I think it's important to see, to show the people what happened. And guys, I know you know all this if you follow the Dabbleverse closely and stuff, but we're going to do it on a level today that's only Melton, and only Melton does it. Only Melton does it like that. You can pretend that you don't think so, that this is hacked, that this has been covered, that this is played out, that you know everything there is to know. You don't. You don't. You haven't thought about it the way my brain thinks. I think about it. I have background cores just working on this 24/7. I may be grilling. I may be watching F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix, just finished the fourth season. I may be doing other things. In the back of my brain, I'm concocting theories and combing over evidence and waiting for researchers to get back to me. Come on. Come on. Baby Satchmo, nobody's taking anything you're typing down unless you're spamming. It's an Autobot or something. We don't really care about that stuff. Look, if you... we're gonna show you what happened. Here's the show from Thanksgiving. And this is when Chad went missing, right after this happened to him.
With yours.
I mean, it was just something.
I mean, that was a fucking good. Hold on.
Now, he says there were three loud bangs at the door. We don't hear shit. So I got to pop this up really loud.
Something.
I mean, that was a fucking good. Hold on.
Now, look. You could say maybe he's got a gate on his microphone. Maybe you could say that, you know, it didn't get picked up. When Chad bumps his desk, when Chad reaches over to get his hot sauce, you hear him bump the table. You hear the mic arm, the metallic. I mean, you don't hear it on mine because it's proper, but... You know, you hear his metallic thong, thong when he adjusts his mic. I mean, he doesn't have some crazy gate on his sound that's cutting out the knocking. This is max volume. Listen, watch what you hear before.
Something.
I mean, that was a fucking good.
Hold on. You hear him moving in his chair.
I Stuttering John impression's pretty fucking good, Aaron. You're not lying. I gotta work on mine so I can get it up to speed with yours.
I mean, it was just something.
He was off mic there. Picks it up fine. He's claiming there were three loud knocks on the door. Now, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Patrick. He's in a bedroom. This was a knock on the door. It could have been out in another room. Maybe we wouldn't have heard it. I'm going to show you why you're wrong about everything. Let me show you.
I mean, that was a fucking good. Hold on. Sorry.
I want you to hear, as he gets up and walks away, how we hear him hit the table, how we hear him bump the mic, how we hear him grunt when he stands. We hear all this stuff, and it's not on mic. It's away from the mic. It's not, look, it's not as clear because it's over here, but you hear it. So we would have heard a knock. He heard it with headphones on. And we sure would hear a door open and shut, wouldn't we? No, Patrick, this is in a bedroom. Remember, this isn't. Why would we hear this? I'm going to show you. You heard that when he took his earbuds out and they clanked together right there, you heard the little plastic earbuds touch nowhere near the mic. Watch. Watch what it picks up.
Hold on. Sorry.
Did you hear that? Click, click, click. Okay, do you hear him hit that mic and hear it? You hear the reverberation of the metal?
Sorry.
You hear him clanking around, getting up? This room is mic'd. The room is mic'd. We can hear anything going on in this room, okay? But Patrick, it's a back bet. Watch how long he's gone. 9 seconds. What do we hear? A breath? Okay. That was a door. Okay, we heard a door. Okay, so you see how you heard all that with him coming back? I just want to prove you can hear things in the room. We heard the door close and latch, right? We heard it. So if someone banged on the door, we heard it latch softly, not even a slam. We heard it latch. So how did we not hear banging on the door? And again, watch, he's coming back, and listen to how well we can hear everything in the room as he comes back.
Hey, guys, I got to go.
So why'd you put your headphones back in?
Yeah. Okay, I gotta go, guys. This is real fucked up. Yeah.
Watch the acting.
Hey, guys, I gotta go.
Can't even look the camera in the eye.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta go, guys. This is real fucked up.
Real fucked up. The other thing I want to show you,
I gotta go.
Is when he before he goes. I mean, it literally is like a play. It's like when you hear a noise in a play, and you go, "What's that noise over there?" And you're looking up at the clouds, and it's like someone knocking on your door. You're like, "What's that?" Watch what Chad does.
I mean, that was a fucking good.
Where are you looking? What? Dear God, it's me, Margaret. What is he looking at? Is your door up, Chad? Is your door up? Now again, I know what all the haters are gonna say, but let's look at the eyesight, the line of sight. He's looking up. And then he looks at the camera. Wow, I hadn't even noticed that. He looked at the camera to see how it was going over. Holy shit, look at this. I caught something. Wow. Watch him check the camera real quick.
I mean, that was a fucking good.
Right here. Let me go forward. Look at the eye. It's up here. Are they buying it? Back to watching. Are they buying it? And back. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Oh, boy, Chad. Oh, boy. That's going good.
It was just something.
I mean, that was a fucking good.
What's that? A bird up in the trees? A plane? His little glance to see if you're buying it is great.
I mean, that was a fucking good. Hold on.
Okay, so we got a lot to break down. We got a lot. I know this seems like a simple video. This is why you watch NLO. I'm gonna Patrick. He didn't. You didn't hear the knock on the mic because the door's in another room. He's in a bedroom. Nope. He's in his living room. Second, you heard the door close. You heard the door open and close. So there's no way you didn't hear aggressive banging on the door. Number two, Chad's looking out, looking up. Someone's knocking? What is that? Now, if it's in another room, you would do that. There's no line of sight to the door, right? You would go, you hear something? They do this on Steel Toes sometimes. Like, you hear somebody at the door, right? Because you can't look and see. Let me show you for the first time, exclusive, what Chad's living room looks like. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? This is Chad's podcasting setup. Boing. This is Chad. This is not a replica. This is actually Chad's apartment. This is an actual photo of inside of Chad's apartment before he moved in. This is the setup. And the mirror shows all, everyone. The mirror shows everything you need to know for this situation. Let's get rid of the stuff that doesn't matter, shall we? This is where Chad sits, of course, and does his podcast. Here's the mirror that his posters are posted on. And Chad's always looking out this mirror like a fat, lazy dog or some sort of cat. He's so fucking paranoid, he's got to be up against that window looking out. Now, we can see from the mirror, his front door is right off this window. If you keep following this window to the right, his front door is right on the other side of that. And then beyond that, there's another window to the front. This is the front door. It's not any other door. Just so you know, it is the front fucking door. Here's the parking lot outside where Chad parks his little car and gets his little slaw delivered. Here's the rest of that room, just so you can see. Here's the window. If you keep going to the left of this window, there's the door and then the two other windows where he does his podcast. This is his sad, crema-colored kitchen. But we're not here to judge Chad's apartment. I want you to see the layout of this. So if the door, if I'm sitting here podcasting to you, I have a window right here where a double window where I can actually see if anyone's coming to my door. And then my door, and then another window. And then there's a big bang on my door, which is 10 feet from the microphone. 10 feet. We know we hear the door open and close, but we don't hear a bang on the door at all. We hear Chad go, why is he looking up? He could literally go like this. He could literally look out that window and see what the fuck is there. He could literally look out the window and see who's standing in front of his house. This is the layout of it. I mean, there's no excuses here, Chad. There's no excuses here. So this whole looking up thing, this whole we don't hear anything. We hear him farting in his chair. We hear him moving around the room. No, guys. There's plenty more. This is a two-bedroom apartment. Of course, this isn't the whole thing. Come on. Look at this one bedroom. Look at this spacious bedroom. This is probably going to be his studio. Look at this sad little fucking window. Cruise ships have bigger windows, but this is one of Chad's bedrooms. And this is Chad's bathroom. I didn't want to show you this because it's so sad. Like, this is the saddest fucking bathroom I've ever seen in my life. I didn't want to do this. This is not what this is about. But while we're here, he has no counters. I don't want to make fun of people's stuff, but he has no counters. His bathroom is basic, dog. I mean, it's sad. I don't want to, and this, again, isn't what this was about, but that's the bathroom, dog. Yikes. Yikes. Chad sits in there and poops. There's nowhere to even set your phone while you wipe. He puts it in the sink. So that's pathetic. That's fucking pathetic. This is the one bedroom they chose to show you, so you know the other one's a shithole. I mean, this is a garbage fire. Look, some of the other apartments in here are nice, but he definitely put Chad in a garbage one. A garbage one. He has no counters. I'm sorry. Poor people don't have counters. Poor people don't have, I mean, there's nowhere to put anything. Where's your stuff? Where do you put stuff? I'm sorry. I'd rather be homeless. I'd rather be fucking homeless. Everybody going, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You're poor. You're poor. Go get a bunch of magnets, you fucking poors. You won't have anywhere to put them down because you got no fucking, you got no counters. I'm Mr. Spaghetti. Hit the like button. I'm Mr. Spaghetti, Mikey Newport. Hey, Mountain, thanks for the shows. Now, thank you, Mikey Newport, for keeping it cool. Krautcat5 says $5 dead pixel Chad Zumach hype train. I don't know what any of that means. Is that a haiku? $5 Sheriff Melton hype train. Please stop this. This is annoying me. Beloved Chatter, you should rename the show to Let Me Show You Why You're Wrong About Everything. Beloved Chatter gets it. Beloved Chatter gets it. I think it's why I like Kevin Brennan. It's like, yeah, that's me. Everyone else is wrong. I know everything, and you're all stupid. Yup. Yep. I get it. I get it. I know I'm wrong about everything. That's the point. I think I'm right about everything. I need people to argue with me. That's why it's fun. Sometimes you guys point something out that I'm completely dead wrong about, and I go, wow, I really stepped on my dick on that one. I can admit it when when I'm wrong. You know. But I'm also allowed to laugh when you're wrong. You know, it's when Colt's like, Melton's. What did you say? Melton's talking like he's jealous of Chad. It's like, I'm thinking about getting rid of all my counters just to be closer to Chad. But beloved Chatter gets it. Thank you. I love it. Show us your bathroom, Melton. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't got one without a double vanity in it. My guest bathroom has a double vanity. Hello. Too much counters, if you ask me. Too much counters. People come stay with me. They do. They say, too much counter, Melton. Where do I put everything? And I say, don't worry. I'm dropping off some pallets of sod here later. We'll eat up all this space. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And they're marble. So fuck you, you know, or granite or something. I don't know. I don't really keep track of stone. Dig it up. I don't know. People have my address. Go Google it. My house was a model home, you know, back in the day when it was young. But that was in the early 1800s. Gabriel Archer, Melton Investigates is the best. Melton Investigates. That's my team. That's my team. Hi, y'all listening to Melton Investigates for Micah. Ooh, I wish. We're saving up. Anyway, I just wanted you to see how this is laid out to just immediately quell, let's just with our own investigation, all the rumors. There was no banging on the fucking door. There was no banging on the door. Sorry. There was no banging on the door. And if there was, Chad wouldn't have looked up. He would have looked out the window. I want you to look in the mirror. You can see how close this window is to this door. Okay? So you're fucking retarded if you think Chad was sitting here and couldn't easily look out this window to see the fucking who's at the front door. It's why he sits there. We've seen previous shows of his where he talks about being able to see people coming to his door. He talks about it. All of a sudden he can't see. All of a sudden he has to look up. You know? Grow up. Like, what are we even pretending here? You hear every grunt and groan and crack and squeak in this room. And yet we don't hear the three bangs that he's so sure that were there. Okay. Okay. Now, of course, for days we didn't know about the three bangs. We were just left with this shroud of a mystery of Chad coming back.
Sorry.
Mr. Spaghetti. So we hear doors.
Hey, guys, I gotta go.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Got him.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's some of the worst. It's some of the worst.
Okay, I gotta go, guys. This is real fucked up. It's
fucked
real
up.
Fucked up.
Fucked up. So for days we were left wondering what in the hell happened. And I mean, believe me, people were besides themselves. When he finally came back and tweeted, "I'm okay, guys. Here's a video explaining what happened." I'm not bullshitting you. It got 6 likes and 2 replies. So people were frothing about it. People, those numbers aren't made up. I just tweeted them before the show. That's a real stats. He's like, "I'm back, everybody. Thanks for all the support. Here's what happened." And he linked to his video. 6 likes, 2 replies. And I'm not trying to like make it sound worse than it is. Both replies, same person. Both replies, one person. I mean, it can't, like, it like, every time you think it's as bad as it can get, it just gets funnier and funnier and funnier. So, Chad does a video after 5 days explaining where the fuck he's been, what the fuck happened. And here it is. It's a 17-minute video called Update. And guys, I know, like I said, you know, people analyzed this, 799 views. I mean, people were interested. People were wanted to know what happened with Chad. This is in a week. Can you believe it? All these views in 1 week, 7 days. I mean, fuck, Chad. Dude, is this going to be up later? And then now we got this new show after Chad's cool up. Oh, yeah, you want to hear Norm MacDonald bring Chad on stage?
You, like you're a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid. You should fucking quit now.
There you have it. He's an unusual fucking guy. His name is Chad Zuma. Give him a hand, everybody. Give him a hand.
Yeah. Oh, I can't line this up. Okay.
Hi. Hey. Ah. Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey. It's my buddy. Jessica Flatcat, my buddy. Bill from Jersey, my buddy.
What the fuck?
You said it was squashed.
How's it going, everybody? Just jumping on real quick. A lot of you guys have been sending me messages. Nice ones. Thank you. Towboys here. MGD, Jimmy Ide, Gary Coe. Anyways, I guess wanted to pop on real quick because people are kind of in the dark with what's going on. Because my last episode on Thanksgiving last week, somebody came to my door and I just kind of cut off.
Fuck. Why does it do
that?
I want
to explain all of that. What happened?
Okay. I got to. Sorry. I was trying to fix the YouTube thing. We gotta start from the beginning. Chad's been gone for 5 days, so him coming back is a big fucking deal. There's upwards of 90 Patreon members who have been going, where's the Mud Shark? There's, you know, according to Chad, 600 members wanted to know where's the Mud Shark. So this is a big fucking comeback. This one's up to almost 500 views. This was a big comeback. And Chad thinks it's such a big thing that, like, he really, like, he thought when he appeared on camera, people would be like, fucking Mud Shark. So he's like, I did it. Like, when he comes back, he's really amped.
What it do, baby? It's the Iceman powwow. Yeah. I got my mouth looking something like a disco ball. Yeah. I got the diamonds in the ice out. Hands said I might cause a cold front if I take a deep breath. Oh, my teeth gleaming like I'm chewing.
Wait, what is that? Why does that do that? I thought that was Chad's video. I'm so out of it. What's playing on my system? And why? It's Nelly. Why is that playing? I don't know what's going on. Again, new computer, guys. Sorry, growing pains. So that's his face. That's his, hey, can you believe it? I'm back. It's not paused. That's just how long he, and then he really didn't have anything. So, of course.
Hi. Hey. Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Straight into mimicry. First sentence.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Hey.
And still has nothing. Still floundering with the same impression.
It's my buddy. Jessica Flackout, my buddy. Bill from Jersey, my buddy.
Now, Chad's classic thing to do when he's out of ideas, 10 seconds into a show, put up mundane chats. Hi, we're doing it. Mud shark emoji. Just nothing chats. Nothing chats. But again, to Chad, this is content. These are fans. These are supporters. These are big, 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 big moments that need to be celebrated on screen.
You said it was squashed.
How's it going, everybody? Just jumping on real quick.
I love this. Listen, one of my favorite things is when Chad says the wrong word.
A lot of you guys have been sending me messages.
A lot of you guys have been sending me messages. Chad, check Twitter. What? All I want, this is what people ask, what do you want? This is what I want. You to act your size. The fuck are you talking about, Chad? No one's sending you messages. Chad's always like, you don't know what I deal with. I get a lot of death threats. I'm constantly getting robbed. I'm constantly getting swatted. I'm constantly... You aren't. You aren't. If you worked at fucking Long John Silver's and didn't show, no call, no show, they wouldn't even ask questions. They'd just roll on to the next drunk. A lot of you people have been sending me questions. No, they haven't. He thinks we're dumb. He thinks we're dumb. You have 91 Patreon members. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Chad.
Aunt Jill and Uncle Crap. What's their names? Aunt? Cousin Jill doesn't give a fuck. Chad, no one's asking. No one thought anything. You fucking idiot. You had 5 days to come up with a fucking story, a Chad-like narrative for what the fuck happened. And he decides to tell us there was a loud 3 bangs on the door in a room where we could hear... There ain't. Fuck, is this guy dumber than dog shit. I wish I was kid. I wish I w- like how dumb, Chad, we're not retarded. You can hear everything in that room.
Nice ones. Thank you.
Holy shit. I you know, you guys, I forget that this is the last day. And unlike Kevin, you know, I haven't made my nut, but I might make my nut. I might make my nut. Citizen N is in Nig. He was clearly looking up at the monitor's fancy security system, Pat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kush King, thanks for joining up. Dave Sarah, who I've never heard of. Chad got $60 from YouTube last month on the 21st and was able to do a lonely Thanksgiving cake sack to himself. Couldn't wait to get off. What a phony. I mean, look, these are facts. Somebody tallied it up. He made 40 something dollars yesterday and 40 something dollars today. And this is before YouTube's cut. It's like so many people have been so supportive and welcoming me, what I've been through. No, they haven't. No one believes you. Bill from Jersey is trolling you. Bill from Jersey is fucking trolling you. No one believes Chad. No one. He's like Aaron. He's always like, lots of people on Twitter were reaching out saying it was a great show yesterday. It's like, we can see Twitter, Aaron. We can see Twitter. We have access to it. Nobody was reaching out saying great show. Again, I don't think I'm jack shit. I just want you guys to admit you're not either. No one watches this. It's in a garbage corner of the internet. You're all losers for being here. Thank you, by the way. Hit the like button. But let's not pretend it's, if anything, the value in this is a camaraderie, friendship, commiseration. You know, I just want these guys to stop acting like they're better than you or anybody. Like, it's Chad, shut the fuck up. You don't have a counter in your bathroom. You pedestal sink Kevin motherfucker. Sorry, I said cake sack. Chad got $60 from his YouTube last month. He was able to do a lonely Thanksgiving coke sack to himself. He couldn't wait. I don't think he does coke, though. I really don't. And then Bob Levy for life with $50 on my nut day. On my nut day. I just couldn't, thank you anymore. I'm over the moon with adulation.
We got a fish lunch.
Look, Chad ain't got no knock at his door. That's just a fact. There was no knocking at no doors. There was no, I'll get to everything I know, for certain in just a second.
The call came in on a hot, humid day like any other. The 911 call was one that rocked the community to its core.
It didn't.
When Officer George Jefferson kissed Wheezy goodbye, he wasn't sure if he'd see her again.
These jokes
arriving
will make
on
sense.
The scene, he was taken aback by the
These
crime.
These will make sense in a minute.
A short, portly man looking to be around 70 with a large head, no lips, and strange ears answered the door. He stated he was playing podcast when an aggressive knock struck terror throughout his doughy body.
Jesus.
He then told a tale of puppets, mud sharks, and Key West that, along with the 50 or so Tito's handles lying empty, suggested this man was crazy. The note and doorknob were dusted for fingerprints, but no leads have turned up. With the local police flummoxed, they turned to an expert. They turned to the one name that keeps criminals up at night.
Yes.
If he gets on your case, you are more fucked than Joey C's wife.
Wow.
His name, Inspector Melton. Find out what he's discovered tonight after murder, she wrote in Matlock.
That's a hell of a promo. Is that on TBS? Jesus Christ. Big in Ohio, I just bought a lot of chicken, so I really can't afford this. What does that even mean? Dan G, Chad was asked on MLC if he was sober. He said, yes, well, I'm alcohol free. Chad's on benzos or opioids. I'd bet cash on it. Is he really? Like, I don't know enough about that stuff, honestly. I've never, like, I don't have a lot of experience with pills and such.
I'd rather go to the Wawa and get a fucking hokey.
My body type can confirm that. I'd rather go to the Wawa and get a fucking hokey. I was trying to, it doesn't even matter. Here we go.
Towel Boys here. MGD, Jimmy Ide, Gary Coe. Anyways, I guess wanted to pop on real quick because people are kind of in the dark with what's going on. Because my last episode on Thanksgiving last week, somebody came to my door and I just kind of cut it off. And I want to explain all of that, what happened, what's been going down.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of people want to know, Chad. 6 fucking likes in 24 hours. 2 comments by one guy, Chad. The people have been fucking waiting. Where you been, Chad? Where you been? Fuck, Mud Shark. Don't leave us hanging. You know couch, pedestal, sink, cabin, motherfucker.
A lot going down. A lot of stuff that's been going down. There's a lot of stuff I don't even talk about.
Yeah.
I don't bring it out
in
the air. So, and there's a couple things I just won't bring up.
Right.
For my own reasons.
That's Chad, man. If anything, he loves to keep things close to his chest. He doesn't like to brag. He doesn't like to spill the beans on anything. He really is a good guy about keeping his mouth shut. That's what Chad's great at. It's what he's known for, really. Being able to keep a secret, being able to not dox people if they piss him off. Chad's great at it. He doesn't harass people over email. He doesn't try to ruin people's jobs. He doesn't try to get people canceled from gigs or in trouble with the law. The people I have coming forward on this program in the next week are going to blow your minds. The stuff I'm finding out and the stuff I'm going to bring to you in the very near future is going to melt your tits together and join them as one. It's a promise you can only get right here.
Ha! Gay! But the thing on Thursday, Red Honda's here. The thing on Thursday
that's how Chad's brain's working at all times.
But this is very serious. And the thing that happened on Thursday, Red Honda's here. What happened on Thursday?
That's Chad's brain all the time. If he reads something, he has to say it. He's like Ray. If you say the name of a song, he'll sing it. Sosa says so. If you mention hot sauce, he'll grab it. It's how simple-minded folk work.
Just put it over. And I talked to enough people.
Okay, so again, what he just said, and I know this doesn't make sense until you hear the full story, but listen. He just said, what happened on Thursday? Put it over. Just to remind everybody, according to his own timeline, on Tuesday, police officers swatted him, his aunt, and his cousin all on the same day at the same time. On Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, he did a show. And on Thursday, he did a show. And then someone knocked on his door and put a note on his door Thursday that said he was going to die, and that put him over. You can send armed police to my house, my aunt's house, my cousin's house. That's one thing. If you knock on my door and put a note, that's too far. That's what put it over. So again, start unraveling Chad's own story because he sure hasn't. Now, I know he hasn't gotten to the part where he tells you that on Tuesday his family got swatted, but that's the day he said it on MLC. On Tuesday, his whole family got swatted. That was nothing. And then on Thursday, the note he just said, that was too far. That put him over. Once he got that note, he knew it was time to do something.
Red Honda's here. The thing on Thursday that just put it over, and I talked to enough people, was the week of Thanksgiving, all kinds of crazy things had happened that whole week. I was swatted. My aunt was swatted. My cousin was swatted all in the same day.
That was fine.
Now, stuff like that happens to me every day.
Stuff like that happens to me every day. Chad thinks you're dumb. Okay, that didn't work. Where's my effects? That's not cool. Where's my effects? Oh, no. That's not cool when I go, duh, and there's no echo. Whoa, no. Oh, no. Everything's fucked. We've lost it all. You're duh. Stupid. Okay. Fuck. Chad thinks you're dumb. I mean, he really does. He really thinks you're stupid. I cannot get it. Really, Brennan says that, and it had never clicked with me. But dumb people assume everyone else is just as fucking dumb as them. That's the problem. Dumb people really think everyone else is just as dumb. I got swatted, my aunt got swatted, and my cousin got swatted. Stuff like that happens to me every day. Chat, again, it doesn't happen to people with real fans. It doesn't happen to people with fans. It doesn't happen to Kevin. It doesn't happen to Gino. It doesn't happen to Compound Media. It doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen to fucking Steel Toe, who has an order of magnitude more fans than you. You fucking idiot. But Chad, every day the struggle, bro. Every day stuff like that happens to me. I'm always swatted. I'm always getting the cops called. I'm always getting death threats. I'm always getting harassed. Every day to Chad. To Chad, the guy who's known to 91 people who find it worthwhile to pay. 91. Chad. More than Rogan. More than Shane Gillis. More than Ryan Long. More than Joe List. More than Ray fucking DeVito. They won't leave Chad alone. Every day Chad has to deal with this stuff. You guys don't get it. The world has been so unfair to him. No one else deals with what Chad deals with on a daily basis. The Secret Service wishes they had an easy job. You know, the advance team pulling into town, securing the city for the president's visit. They wish they had it easy like that. People are always knocking on Chad's windows, leaving death threats. Every day he deals with this stuff. Every fucking day.
Now, stuff like that happens to me every day.
Okay.
Like just people mailing things to the house, all that stuff. It's all
fuck. One of the worst things Chad has to deal with is mail. People always mailing stuff to the house. You don't have a house, Chad. You had a condo once. Remember? Is this going to be up later? Will it be up?
Patrick Ty for rescuing me from Facebook. Now I'm being swatted. Help me, pulls. I'm desperate and poor and may steal credit cards.
Idiot.
Ogen.
As if you got a death threat and people showed up at your house swatting, you'd be talking about your Facebook getting hacked. Shut up. Was that really the fucking... What's the problem with your Facebook getting hacked, Chad? Is that the genesis for a lot of bookings for you? Is that how you got that Summerfield gig? You fucking idiot. You're so dumb, you don't even know how dumb you are. Chad, like, concocts a plan, spits it out, it makes no sense, and then he runs off in the corner going like, yeah, that should stick. flawless execution. Nobody will see any holes in that. Meanwhile, we're all going, what? Sue Costello in 10 minutes said, why didn't you take a photo of the note? No. What Chad did, he didn't touch the note because he knew the cops would want to fingerprint it. So he shut his door back, left the death threat note on the door, went back, put his earbuds in, signed off his podcast. This is fucked up.
this is fucked up. And just left that note outside, twisted in the breeze for the law to arrive and decide what's what. And then you wouldn't believe how much police tape they put it around the area. Chad said they searched the area and the compound, the whole apartment complex. Like, shut up. Shut up. They didn't. They didn't dust for fingerprints. I know for a fact. I've been told for a fact they didn't dust for fingerprints. You fucking idiot. I know how it works. They're going to want to dust. Right. Chad, you can't stop taking pictures and screenshots of everything.
I didn't think about it.
I had to go back and end the podcast. Also, let me run this situation by you. Someone's breaking into my house and threatening me. I better shut down the live stream? Fuck no! What were you afraid of? Getting viewers? What a fucking idiot. So I'm at the point now, like, look, if you want to go around this roller coaster with Chad Zumach, go for it. If you believe any of this, you're fucking retarded. I better shut this down. I could be murdered at any moment. Get more cameras. Now all of a sudden you don't want to go out with your ring light and walk the hood? You and Bauer just hoarded up in your 700 square foot apartment. 700 square feet of Chad. Now you got to remember, one of the bedrooms is just an empty room he stores dreams in. He calls it his studio. I call it the Chamber of Christmas Future. One day you'll see he's going to do a show. I got three things in there now. One of them is not plugged in. What? Hit the like button.
Always going around. But what was crazy is throughout the week last week, I was getting these three large pounds at the door in my back spare bedroom window. Like, they would just pound periodically.
At the door and my back spare bedroom window. Okay.
Throughout the day and night.
So now we're to believe that someone is so obsessed with terrorizing Chad. Because remember, there were no notes. There was no end game. Someone's so obsessed with terrorizing Chad, they're staying outside of his apartment day and night. Throughout the day and night, he said. Throughout the day and night. He's been getting pounding on his windows and his front door. Throughout the day and night. Fuck, man. If only you had a camera or some way to record it. Fuck. I guess it was on the studio window, so out of luck there. Why would there be a camera anywhere to record in the studio? Fuck, where do we... Huh? And I guess your front door is not in any sort of way where you... Oh, wait, it is right outside of a... Fuck, huh? But throughout the day and night, people are camping out to knock on Chad's door. Sure, I guess. And again, Chad didn't mention it. Chad didn't mention all week long. This has been happening all week, day and night. Pound, 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 pound. Pound, 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 pound. Right? Day and night. Chad hadn't been able to sleep. Tuckered out, bless his heart. My cousin was hooked on pills and he had the same blank stare, delayed response, and grandiose stories. Yeah, well, so do I. Keel, hey, Pat, looking forward to those stickers. Yeah, there's about 9 people who have been who ordered stickers, and I haven't mailed them out. That's on me. I'm just lazy and slow. His show should be called the Dunning-Kruger Hour. Yeah, that's true. Chad would be the guy who would, like, cut himself stabbing somebody, but then, like, swish all the blood together and be like, there. Now they won't figure it out. If you mix my blood with their blood, then they can't tell. They won't know what my blood is. They'll be like, this blood's contaminated, but they won't be able to, like, separate it out and see two separate DNAs, you know? They don't have the technology. Chad would be like that kind of guy. They'll never undo this puzzle.
And it was kind of weird. I thought it was kids just screwing around with me.
Throughout the day and night, kids all day and all night on multiple doors and windows. I didn't bring it up because I thought it was just kids. I thought, Chad, you said you lived in a great neighborhood next to millionaires and Biggie.
Well, they did it.
The bagging Kroger effect. Got him. Got him, Ray Pwissle. The bagging Kroger effect.
Again, that Thanksgiving while I was podcasting. And I look through the peephole, I'd see nobody. Then I'd open the door, look around, nobody be around.
Look through the peephole. There's giant doors. I'm sorry, there's giant windows right next to, on both sides of his front door, there's windows.
Well, this time there was a note on the door. There was a note that said, "You're gonna die.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die." Now, remember the time he got the text while he was doing the show with Brennan? It was the same thing. He said he got an Instagram message. And remember that time they took a picture of his front door. And what did he do when he got that Instagram message? I'll have to go back to the oil can punching Kumia Country incident to see this. But those of you who were around, you'll remember this. When he was live on MLC earlier in that day and he got that text that he could never show you, by the way, remember? I deleted it. I think they unsent it, so it's gone. It deleted. Well, what name was it from? Because it wouldn't delete the conversation on your phone. It would just say unsent. Oh, I think I deleted it. Right. You wouldn't want the cops to get a hold of that and have a trail. I mean, this guy's a fucking idiot. He doesn't think about anything. They sent me a message on Instagram. Cool. Who sent it? What was the name that sent it? Oh, they unsent it. Okay, well, when you do that, it doesn't delete the message. You can still see somebody sent you a message and that they unsent it. Oh, then I deleted it. Okay, Chad. I mean, what the fuck? So, but anyway, my point, if you'll remember back to that MLC when Chad got that message, which was very similar in tone, wasn't it like, you're going to die tonight or something like that? Or it was like, we're outside or something like that. But it was a very simple message like that, just like this one. Because that's something somebody would write on a note. You're going to die. You're going to die. It's like, okay. Again, they don't mention who or what they're mad about or what the cause is or anything. Just, you're going to, why I oughta. But when Chad got that message on MLC on Instagram saying we're outside or whatever, what did he do? He did this. Because you can see out the front window to see who's out there. He got a picture he sent of his front door, and then he looked out his window. Why, when you got the three loud knocks, did you go, what the fool? And then get up. Also, if you've been getting the three loud knocks throughout the day and night for a week, throughout the day and night, that means multiple times during the day and multiple times during the night. You don't say throughout the day and night if it's once at night and once in the morning. No, throughout the day and night for a week, he'd been getting knocks, but ignored it and didn't bring it up because kids. But this time, on Thanksgiving, when he got those three knocks that we didn't hear, even though we clearly would have if they existed, this time he had to jump up and run outside. This had been happening for a week, and it was nothing. You know, I would just keep doing my show. You know, the UPS guy came 5 minutes ago and left a package at my front door. I didn't run down and get it. That happens all the time. Packages come and go. This time, he had to stop the podcast and get up and do it. Run outside. And this time, there was a note.
And that note, ladies and gentlemen, was so terrifying. What did it say, Chad? It said, you're going to die?
So I'm like, okay. Okay. So I call the police.
Hold on. I got to
Tampa hear police. There it is.
Hold on.
And they come, file the...
What did the note say?
Well, this time, there was a note on the door. There was a note that said, you're going to die. So I'm like, okay.
You're going to die. You're going to die. Exclamation point. All on one line, or you're going to die. I'm curious. Second, this was Thursday after a week of knocking and banging. And after Tuesday getting swatted, him, his aunt, and his cousin all got swatted Tuesday, but Chad did a two podcasts Tuesday, one podcast Wednesday, and one podcast Thursday. When he got that note, he dropped off the internet for 5 fucking days. Police showed up with guns drawn at his house and 2 relatives' houses, and he went 3 days without telling you about it. But a note showed up on his door on Thursday, and he shut everything down for 5 days. Too far. Too far. Right. Sound right to you? I'm asking questions. 3 SWATs he doesn't mention, but does a show every day. For 2 days after the SWATs. He doesn't bring it up. He doesn't go, guys, this was fucked up. This just happened to my family. He doesn't bring it up. A note gets left on his door. He stops podcasting and reevaluates his online presence. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I call the police. Tampa police. There it is.
Tampa police, there it is. I called the police. Tampa police. That might be correct. That might be correct. Chad will later say he called 911. I don't have official proof of this yet because the records take a little longer. But 911 dispatch in Hillsborough County goes to Hillsborough County. 911 dispatch, which is part of Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, does not go to Tampa Police. Now, they can dispatch Tampa Police, who Chad does live in the jurisdiction of the Tampa Police. I can report that I've been told that they've checked. There's no 911 call from Chad Zumok's phone, cell phone number on Thanksgiving Day. None at all. Now, it'll take a week or two for the official records to be FOIA requestable and searchable for this incident, because there was an incident. There was an incident. I'm told, and you're going to laugh. What I'm told is that there was a noise complaint. Now, all these records, people have already, Tampa Police Department requested these records. And believe it or not, some people have already gotten answers back. And while no information about what happened last week has bounced back on the official record yet, and a lot of it's because something is there, but it's redacted because it's ongoing. But that it was a noise complaint, and there's no indication here of any life-threatening anything. Nothing was dusted for prints. My sheriff's contact my sheriff's department contact laughed out loud when I asked if they would dust for prints for something like that. He was like, no, no. And then I asked, would they search the apartment complex 2 hours later to look for someone who knocked? And they were like, no, no. So, like, Chad loves to make little things. Look, I don't know if Chad got police called on him for being too loud or if Chad heard something called to complain. Dick Fitzwell is saying he said he wasn't swatted, just melting clickbait. No. Look, I understand what you're saying, but I also have to go by what Chad says. We're telling a story in a chronological way to unravel. Look, I understand Chad lies. So if you're sitting there thinking like, wow, Chad really got melting. No. I'm just letting you know what I've found out. Chad can sit here and go, I was swatted, and then go, I wasn't swatted, and then go, actually, I was swatted. So I'm not going to play the game of, like, Chad tricked you. Chad lies about everything. No one believes any of it, so Chad didn't trick anybody. Like, we don't know the truth, and I have a feeling at the end of this, we shall not know the truth. You know. The cops knocked on his door for a noise complaint and he took the cop's business card. Right. So that begs the question, why did Chad take 5 days off? Why did Chad take 5 days off? Why did he pretend that someone left a note on his door and threatened his life? Why does Chad keep doing this over and over? And more importantly, why does Bill from Jersey believe every minute of all of it? Why? What is Moody saying? Chad posts the weakest nothing text as evidence. The fact that he didn't leave the camera running as he gets swatted or posted pictures of... No. He didn't get swatted while he was on air. That was never the story. He got a big bang at the door and a death threat note while he was on air, and that's why he shut down the cameras. The swatting happened Tuesday when he wasn't on air, even though he did do 2 shows on Tuesday. So it's really confusing.
Welcome to Sit Down, Zumok. Oh, wait, I'll be right back. Sorry about that. It was the cops. Where was I? So today, wait, I'll be right back. Sorry again. That was Hamas coming to kidnap me. I told them to come back later. It's fucked up my aunt cousin Jill Godfrey and the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa. And now I have been swatted today.
The million-dollar question is, how fed up is Gladwell Ape with Chad to give Patrick these pictures?
Look, I gotta get my mail, because what's crazy is that, hold on. Oh, Gladwell Ape is sending me the photo. Yeah, we already have this. Brad Thacker. Okay, so when people requested Chad's records, A lot of people got an answer back today with a lot of Chad's records. And one thing that came back is so insane. And I don't know if anybody has this. And I can't show it because it has his address. And while, again, you can go to online to the Tampa Police Department and request these documents, just ask for anything they have, any case numbers involving Chad Anthony Zumok, born in 1974, December 27th. If you just go to the website, you'll have an answer by tomorrow of all this stuff. Chad is banned from the Whole Foods in Dale Mabry since 2016. On September 8th, 2016, well, let me read to you what the report says. from the police department. On September 8th, 2016, this is a real, but this is 4 years before Chad moves in, moves to Tampa. On September 8th, 2016, this probably wasn't Chad though. This is a big, big, big misunderstanding, guys. Just like the credit card. Chad was busted at the mall using the credit cards. He had the credit cards on him. He was busted at a mall using elderly people's stolen credit cards, buying shit like blenders. But it was a big misunderstanding that he had those credit cards on him. Okay, idiots. You're all dumb. Their case got thrown out, Melton. Oh, I guess he didn't do it then. I guess he didn't get arrested with the credit cards on his person. Fucking idiot. Oh, he was found not guilty. I guess OJ's a good guy then. This is the police report. Tampa Police Department, Mark French. On September 8th, 2016, I was dispatched. Holy shit, Dan G. You're going to make me hit my knot. You're going to make me hit my knot. Real quick, John Woodmus joining up. A priest, a monk, and a rabbit walk into a bar. The rabbit looks at the other two and says, I think I'm a typo. I get it. 20 fucking gifted memberships from Dan G. On my nut day. On my nut day. Dan G, all right, would you like to hear it? This is the police report. Sorry for cock teasing everybody. Here we go. You better not gift any more memberships or you'll block the whole day. On September 8, 2016, I was dispatched to 1548 Dale Mabry Highway North at Whole Foods Supermarket. I arrived on the scene and met with the manager of the store, Michael Susala. Who cares? Susala advised me that a man named Chad Zumach, a man, they called him. A man named Chad Zumach was standing by for police inside the store. Susala said, first of all, Chad's the kind of bitch who, when a loss prevention officer approaches him, when a loss prevention officer approaches him, is like, could you come with me? We're going to take you to the back office to ask him. Just walk away. Walk out of the store and go home. Just like when that time you were broadcasting while you stole from that CVS live, apparently. Just walk out. Nobody cares. You don't have to go with them. You're going to go along. So Chad's such a bitch, he steals sandwiches. And he goes along when questioned about it. Like, oh, you did get me. Susala said that Zumach ate food inside the store, then attempted to leave without paying for it. Susala stated that he did not wish to press charges against Zumach, but did want him trespassed from the store. I met with Zumach, who identified himself via Ohio driver's license. I issued Zumach his yellow copy of the trespass warning, and he left the scene without incident. The pink copy of the trespass warning was given to Susala, and the white copy was turned in at Tampa Police Department, District 1. Nothing further to report. He's just going in stores and eating. The subject was issued a trespass warning per request of the complainant after not paying for food that was purchased by the subject inside the business. Complaint did not wish to prosecute. Somebody also noticed that Chad's weight is listed as 195 pounds in 2016, and on his 2020 arrest, it's 225 pounds. And I can't help but imagine if you could dig up his arrest from August of this year, it'd be 260, 280. So this was just a funny little cute aside that came with some of these searches. coming up because, you know, everyone is just sending me their, they're getting the results from these police records. Petty theft, grand theft. So many counts of that from the credit card thing. Petty theft, grand theft from a building. Petty theft, grand theft by conversion of lost property. Petty theft, grand theft from a building. Fraudulent use of personal information. This is him basically going online and shopping with all the credit cards. Seatbelt violation, August 6, 2020, he got a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt on Northwest Shore Boulevard. I just can't even imagine. Look, the phone, if you want to call in and talk, that'll work, but I don't think I can talk back to you. I think the phones are fucked. It's going to take a lot of work to unravel all that. Anyway, so here's the deal. I had my friend who's now so curious about this. He reached out. I want to feel like I'm part of the team. He said he reached out to Cleveland police about a swatting to find out if there were any kind of swattings there on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Now, I haven't heard back about that yet. Might take some time. They may never get back to my buddy. Who cares? He told me, though, that there's definitely not a swatting in Hillsborough County. I know you're all going to go like, wow, we already knew this. I'm just letting you know. He told me that it's a big, big fucking deal if a streamer or something like that gets swatted. It happened in Pasco County, I think, this year, which is a neighboring county. He told me, and it was a giant deal. The FBI were involved. It's a big, big thing that takes on, I guess there's like a Florida cyber crime task force or something that gets involved. And not only that, again, it gets kicked up to like the FBI. So if there ever was this incident of three people getting swatted at once in relation to Chad Zumach streaming, it'd be a big, big deal. It'd be a big, big deal. He wouldn't just have a petty officer's fucking business card that came to do a noise complaint call at his house. FBI would be involved. There'd be state police involved, attorney general type stuff. I mean, this is big, big deal. So he told me that the only SWATs that really happen in Hillsborough County are on campuses. That there's been a prevalence of it happening on campus in the past few years, from elementary schools all the way to college campuses. But he said that's it. He said like a streamer getting swatted in Hillsborough County, no. And it would be something that there would be interagency memos sent about it, like where everybody would be kind of like tipped off. There'd be notes in the interagency databases about that address, tipping off law enforcement, any law enforcement, that if they were to make a call to that address in the future, there's a note attached to the address that lets law enforcement officers know that this address has a history of swatting so that they don't go in guns blazing and shit. So, you know, I when you watch a fucking idiot mumble through a story like this for 17 minutes, and then at the end of it, you're going to go like, the next day, though, he said it wasn't real. So it's like, I mean, do you think you're helping your argument?
And they come, file the report. They ask, like, what's going on? Why would somebody do this? I'm like, and he asked me about I go, the only possible thing is my podcast. And I'm trying to explain my podcast to the cop. Like, I'm trying to explain, like,
wow, somebody, the real Stevie Lou, and I don't know if this is, you know, Stevie Lou being Stevie Lou or if this is real, says Chad had a show in Orlando on September 7th, 2016. I checked his Instagram and just emailed you a screenshot. That checks out with the arrest because he was living in LA then. So that's proof from Chad's own social media that Chad was in Florida on the date of this. I mean, look, they're not making it up. Chad was doing so well in 2016 doing shows in Orlando that he drove to Tampa to steal food from a fucking, from a Whole Foods. He's just hanging out by the nut barrels.
Like steel toe, and he has no idea what the fuck's going on. So they scanned the development.
Hold on, somebody here, beloved chatter says the Whole Foods thing is a big misunderstanding. He was on a special assignment from Kroger. Yeah, he was doing some research, probably. It's a big misunderstanding. It's a big misunderstanding. Joseph Hamas. One time Chad said his neighbor left him a note because he was being too loud. You think it's the same situation? Love the show. Using all my characters. Yeah, maybe his neighbor left a note. You're going to die unless you turn that podcast down. He didn't finish reading the note. He just panicked. You're going to die if you don't come and see Bed Bath & Beyond's extreme savings event. You know what I mean? What if it was just a flyer for a car dealership? Seamus McAnus, Hobbish, 6 months free, had to give you a cent. Oh, imagine my pain. The Whole Foods thing. Oh, we already did that one. 10 gifted memberships from Zero. I'm going to suck some y'all's dicks.
And my neighbor has a ring light or a ring camera.
Ready for another one? You ready for another big, big sorry sack on Chad's lying ass? Here we go.
Across the way. So they got the footage.
Here we go. Ready for another big, big Chad lie? By the way, there's no. Are you understanding? There was no swatting. There was no note. There was no banging on the doors. All of it was a lie. Are you ready? I'll have definitive proof soon with police records, but all of it was a lie. And now he's going to tell you how the police have the note and there's some ring camera footage. Listen to this. This is going to break the case wide open. Right, Zero?
Of the guy. So they scanned the development.
They scanned the development. They scanned it. They scanned it.
And my neighbor has a ring light.
My neighbor has a ring light. Now he's pointing up. He's pointing just up to the sky.
Or a ring camera.
Or a ring camera. Or a ring light. Or ringworms. One or the other. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Bullshit.
Across the way. So they got the footage of the guy knocking on the door.
Right.
So
Chad wants you to believe. Again, Chad thinks you're dumb. Chad thinks you're dumb. Leo Gunn gifted 10 gifted memberships. Holy shit. Holy shit, Leo Gunn. You're going to make my nut. You're going to make my nut. Chad never had a ring doorbell. So Chad don't know how ring doorbells work. So Chad thinks you don't know how ring doorbells work because you're dumb too, right? Chad just knows this. Ring doorbells are cameras on doorbells and they film. So I was lucky enough to have, you're going to get got, mister, because my neighbor has a ring doorbell camera. And they got the footage and you're busted. Here's a little fact. Ring doorbell cameras don't just record by default. They record when you're in the app looking at the camera, and they record when motion is detected in zones that you set up. And guess what the first thing everybody who gets a Ring doorbell camera does? Set up motion zones. Back me up on this. People with houses and people with apartments they give a fuck about. Chad wouldn't understand it because he's poor. He doesn't have counters. He thinks it's just a camera that films, and that's how Ring doorbell cameras work. No, no, no. The first thing you do so you stop getting annoyed like crazy by your Ring doorbell is to draw a zone that doesn't include the street, so cars coming and going and parking don't set it off. You sure wouldn't have it being triggered every time someone came to your neighbor's door across the way. My neighbor across the way. He gets a lot of packages, and I have my doorbell camera film it. You do? No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You draw lines in your fucking porch so that if anyone enters that area, it triggers it, and that's when it records. It doesn't just roll and record by default. They don't do that. Ring brand cameras do not do that. My camera does. My camera does, but I'm a ubiquity guy. I'm Team Unify. But Chad's dumb, and again, he thinks you're dumb. So we got the Ring doorbell footage of the guy knocking on my door. That triggered that guy's camera. You're telling me every time someone comes to your door, it gets his camera gets triggered across the street. You're retarded, and you think I'm retarded. You're retarded, and you think I'm retarded. Because guess what, Chad? You've had knocks on your door day and night throughout the day and throughout the night for a week. He probably has all the footage then, right? He probably has all the footage from all the knocks day and night. Cut the Ring doorbell, Chad. Cut the Ring doorbell, Chad. You've had it throughout the day and night. Ring doorbell. There must be so many videos of people knocking on your fuck. God. Case has got to be fucking solved. And then Kevin was like, so they can identify him? And he goes, not yet. Not yet. Oh, they're all in a lab enhancing the footage. Right. Not yet. Not yet. What a fucking idiot this guy is. He's so dumb. They got the footage and, yeah, they got the footage, and they're just waiting on a warrant now. And then, Kevin Haas, nobody in Florida gives a shit about Chad Z. I live here. I don't know anyone who's ever heard of him. I mean, no shit. No shit.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But,
hold on.
You guys got to be, if you guys are going to keep doing that to my house, the cops are keeping an eye on it, and I got my...
The cops are keeping an eye on it. Okay, hold on.
Off camera too. Show us the report. It never happened. There's actually a 911 call. Have one of you guys.
There isn't. You might have called the police. You didn't call 911. Stop lying. Like, why? What do you get out of that?
Development. And my neighbor has a ring light or a ring camera across the way, so they got the footage of the guy knocking on the door. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't really know much else about ring footage. So hopefully there'll be no further questions there. And there's no way that just saying that's enough to damn me.
But you guys got to be, if you guys are going to keep doing that to my house, the cops are keeping an eye on it, and I got my self camera too.
Now, I asked my buddy in Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, is there any way that even if he did get this note on his door, okay, he didn't dust for prints, but he got a note on his door that said, you're going to die. Would that warrant you putting a patrol outside his house, or would they do, like, you know, constant survey? No. Chad's like, you guys, good luck, because they're watching now. They're hanging out.
Show us the report. It never happened. There's actually a 911 call. Have one of you guys go dig it up.
It would be on that card. Here's how it works. On that card, there would be a case number written, and Chad could just give it out, and anybody could check. The officer would have written down a case number, an incident number, that would be referenceable throughout the department by anyone. Chad went to the post office and got a policeman's card. And, or, you know, he was given that in school, you know, when Dare came to visit, and he's held on to it. I don't know. When asked what's the incident number or report number, or let's see the report, Chad replies, there's even a 911 call. It's like, you know, anything to defer the questions.
You dig up everything else, Hosey Wales.
We wouldn't need to dig it up. Just give us the case number.
Go dig it up. You dig up everything else. Go dig it up. So that's what was going on. And I talked to enough people. They're just lay low. Just lay low. And I was like, I.
So nobody told him to lay low after the swatting, just after the note.
I don't need this in my life.
No, I know the swattings weren't real, but neither was the note. Neither was the note. That's the point.
I'm not going to fight the entire internet and then fight the internet offline too.
It is. You're right. Whoever said like grandiosity, it's who does he think he is? It's like, Chad, 91 Patreons, 120 live viewers when you go live. Chad's like, I can't do it anymore. I can't fight the whole internet. What are you talking about? Guys, Chad's worn out. He can't keep doing it, fighting this whole internet alone. He can't keep doing it. Enough's enough, everybody. Keep fighting the whole internet. It's like when Kevin Brennan's like, I'm killing it. I'm winning. It's like, no one knows who you are. Can we get some perspective? What's going on?
Just not happen. I'm not going to. I'm one man. I don't want to deal with it. And I just gladly just stayed away from all of it. I didn't pay.
Gladwell just stayed away from all of it.
Pay attention to anything. I went did my gigs in Boca this weekend. And it was, I got to be honest, it was just nice getting away. It was just nice to get away.
So Chad drove down to South Florida this weekend alone.
It was Tukey. No, it wasn't Tukey. And that was another thing. I never struck his channel. He knows that too.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what that was about. There was nothing on that report that said anything about Chad or anything, and Tukey and El Haribe just went off telling everybody it was Chad who struck him. I didn't understand that at all. When he was telling me about it, I was even more confused by the fact that he was saying Chad did it, because I was like, it says Patrick Lewinsky. Like, where are you? He's, and everybody's just like, yeah, it's Chad. It's like, okay. I mean, look, maybe it was, but you just got to tell me like why you think that. A little bit. You can't just go like, it's Chad. He's constantly burping. This is what I'm talking about, by the way. I mean, again, I'm a big fat idiot and I'm very, very obese and stuff, but I'm worried because Chad's growing like hoop chins. You know, Chad's got this new chin. He's like chinless and has a bunch of chins. I'm not even kidding. We saw a view earlier from his little pop-up show today that was ghastly. So he's got this new, it starts here like a fold of fat, and then it just becomes this like hoop under his chin, almost like an equestrian chin strap that comes down under his first chin here. And when he talks, again, I don't have this. I don't have a thing here that warbles when I speak. When he talks, you'll see this second layer of hoop skin like jiggle with his talking. I'm starting to worry.
So that's what's going on.
Look at it. It's like alive.
Nobody believes me. Fine. That's another thing. I don't care if you do.
Like, it's like watching it dance. It's like the Dancing Raisins. Dun, 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 dun. It moves on its own. It's got personality.
I really don't. If you don't believe me, fine.
Look at it. But let me just take away the talking and just watch it warble. It's wild how it changes shape and texture like an octopus.
It's true. Swatting is stupid. What's wrong with adults? I mean, think about it. In just 1 week, someone's banging on my door, my back window, swatting my aunt.
Think about it. I mean, just think about it. Because I haven't. Does it sound believable to you? Just think about it. So you're telling me Chad admitted this was all bullshit, or is he still sticking to the part about the ant? Or is he still sticking to the part about the knocking for weeks and weeks in the ring footage. You know, I can't even tell. The report number's on the card when he flashes it. I believe it. Single mother of five, member for 5 months. Do you know how close the neighbor's door is to his? And is he on the bottom level like his sexual preference? Yes, he's on the bottom and he's on the corner. So the neighbor's door is where those two windows, where his back is to the wall with the Zumok posters of himself scotch taped to a mirror. Cool. His neighbor is right behind that, and their front door is like right behind that. That's the common wall with his neighbor. You dig?
My cousin and me on the same day, and I get a no. I mean, that's a little too much. You got
to admit. Why the fuck you lying?
Yeah, it is. It's too much.
Why you always lying? Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
My neighbor got raped, and I was swatted, and my cousin got robbed at gunpoint, and a note, and a death threat, and a ring video. I mean, that's too much. He's like, yeah, Chad. Yeah, it is. It's almost unbelievable. It's almost like none of that happened.
It's going a little too far. It's a little crazy.
It's a little much, guys.
For anybody.
It's a little much.
Anybody.
Can we start a Deadpool to bet on who will die first between Ray, Stuttering John, and Chad? You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. Leo Gunn, commendation for excellent police work, Detective Melton, Lieutenant Gunn. Got him. Thank you, Leo Gunn. And thank you for the gifted memberships. It means a lot. It's November 30th, last day of the month. We're trying to reach that nut. Help me reach that nut. Kevin Brennan, help me reach that nut. You know, Kevin Brennan's like, I'm doing so well. I gave Adam the day off. It's like, it sounds like you're too poor to hire him. It sounds like you're out of money. And you told Adam, take the day off. I don't have any money today. That's right, Brennan. I'm calling you poor. Come get me, bitch. I really want to start it up with him.
Or Akumi come beat you up, too. Rover and Kumia couldn't beat up anybody. MLC's going to be good today.
Chad's already given up, and he's just reading the chat to himself. He's not even doing it in a way that presents it to you. You know what I mean? Like, when you see a comment in the chat as a presenter, and then you decide to, like, bring it up and make it part of the program, right? You know what I mean? So like, okay, Colt C just said, hold on, let's see. That's not a good one. Let's see. Patrick, how many more gifted items before Steel Toes April shows up at your doorstep? Okay. So like, if I was in the middle of talking about Steel Toe, we're talking about Steel Toe and how they never get gifted memberships, and it's crazy. Life Beyond the Dabbleverse says, Patrick, how many more gifted memberships before Steel Toes April shows up at your doorstep? And that's a great point, Life After the Dabbleverse, because you got to think about it. April's desperate. She clearly has no talent or skills, and she grafts herself on to men who have things. Okay, so that's what I would do. I'd be in the middle of my show. I'd read a chat, incorporate it into the conversation, and keep going. Now, here's Chad reading the same... Here's my impression of Chad reading the same chat. First of all, we're bringing the energy way down. It's much slower.
Yeah. Patrick, how many more gifted memes before Steel Toes April shows up on your doorstep? Leave KB alone. Sick touchdown by DK. I'm sure Pat has the game on in the back.
Chad reading the chat to himself. It's like, hey, we're still here. Like, he does this all the time where he just gets lost reading his own chat to himself and he's just in this mopey mumble state.
Grover and Kumia couldn't beat up anybody.
Yeah.
MLC's going to be good today.
No comment about it, just reading it.
So this isn't even a show.
Oh, will it be up
today? It's just a stream to give you guys an update.
This isn't a show. It's just a stream. This isn't a show. It's just a stream.
Nelly, my bang bus gutter hole is itching like no other. I'm ready for the floor Newports to start trying to see how high I get off Benadryls and to gush out their white gravy for me to eat it.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. Any questions?
Yes. Did any of that happen? Was any of that real?
We're doing it.
Again, even if it was real, his instincts are the worst. Somebody's here trying to kill me. I got to sign off, guys. It's like, I'd patch all my security cameras into the feed. And you guys can just watch me die like Freddy got fingered. Five Nights at Freddy Got Fingered.
It was Cheeto, yeah. Oh, Cheeto. You motherfucker. So if you guys missed me, great. If you didn't,
it's really turning into Steel Toe, where every show is just about talking to haters. Don't get me wrong. I live for my daily Melt and Meltdown rant segment. We try to fit one in a day, but you know, you can't just have the whole show being like, guess what, haters?
Great. Everything's great. But I appreciate the people that did reach out.
No one reached out. Check the tweet. Check the tweet. Melton is a mixed nuts kind of guy. Colt C, do you think that's an insult? I'm a mixed nuts kind of guy, baby. I'm a mixed nuts kind of guy. Try my hot sauce. Is that a deal? Try my hot sauce. Is that a deal? I'm sorry I don't have cases of Twinkies and chocolate up here. I'm sorry I eat fruit bars and nuts. Yeah, I am what I eat. I'm a mixed nut. This is my hot sauce. A type of deal. A type of deal.
Thanks for the update, Chad. Did you really buy that 1970 shirt? I can't imagine wearing white. Wow, MGD's paying attention to my life. I like it. Yes, I did. Ooh, Flat Cat, good to see you back. Glad to see you back. Go on MLC. We'll see. Baby steps, man. I know I'm going to be cutting back on podcasting. I'm not going to go every day because it's just too much.
Chad hasn't taken one day off this week. This is how you know. First of all, Chad, you're scared of everyone. I don't say this often because we make fun of Chad for going, I'm not scared of Melton. I think you are, bitch. I'm going to say it now for the first time. I actually think you're scared of me, which is insane. Again, Ray's not scared of snipers. Stuttering John isn't scared of snipers. Snipe Chad twice and announce the intention to keep sniping Chad, and he's semi-retiring from podcasting? Oh, what? Chad, say it ain't so, baby doll. What's getting trimmed from the lineup? Can we go over it? Can we do upfronts, Chad? What's getting cut from the Chad Network? I gotta know. We've already lost Sit Down Zumok. That's not a program you do anymore. Is Kumia Cucks gonna go away? Fuck! Please, please, dude, tell me Mondays with Mazer is here to stay. Is it contract negotiations? Is it money? Fuck. Fuck. Dude, the football show's gotta stay, right? Seven people can't be wrong. The football show has to stay on the schedule. Chad, what are you going to cut back on? What are you going to cut back? It's like me cutting back on jogging. What? You don't jog, fat ass. Chad, the guy who does 2.5 hours a week, if we're lucky, is going to cut back? First of all, an hour and 13 minutes of that 2.5 is not even shows. Go look at Chad's last 9 videos. They're just not a show, just an update, just a stream. They're not a show. You're going to cut back. If you don't think he's a fucking pussy who's scared now that he's under the microscope to do shows, then what are we doing? This is a guy who's building a studio. He's almost done. He's got 3 things. One's not plugged in yet. He's setting up a studio. To cut back on podcasting? What the fuck is the plan, Mudshark? You gonna live in that fucking counterless apartment forever? Just brushing your teeth next to your phone in that pedestal sink, bitch? What's the fucking plan? You're building a studio to stop podcasting. Hello? What are we talking about? You gonna start doing stand-up more? What's the plan, Chad? I gotta cut back. It's just too much. It's just too much. And wait till you hear the logic behind why he's gotta cut back and why it's too much. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. I can't even. I think he says he has to cut back because too many people cover Stuttering John. I'm not even kidding. I think this is what he says. I have to stop podcasting so much because there's too many shows about Stuttering John. What?
Cat, good to see you back.
Here we go.
Glad to see you back. Go on MLC. We'll see. Baby steps, man. I know I'm going to be cutting back on podcasting. I'm not going to go every day because it just...
I got to cut back on podcasting. I'm not going to go every day because I'm just...
It's just too much.
What does he do all day? Again, it's 2 hours, 3 hours of content a week. And it's too much. It's too much.
I mean, there was a point where I couldn't get away from Ray DeVito. Like, he was on... every day, everywhere, at all times. And I'm like, this is just too much. So
because there's too many shows out there where Ray DeVito's on, Chad has to stop podcasting. I have to stop podcasting. It's too much because I can't get away from Ray DeVito. Right. You snipe Ray DeVito. You snipe Ray DeVito. For months, you were sniping Ray DeVito. You could easily just not. It'd be like me saying, I can't get away from Chad. I can. I have to show everybody else the pieces they're missing. So the number one reason Chad will be cutting back on podcasting is there was a point he couldn't get away from Ray DeVito. So he has to stop podcasting now because there was a point he couldn't get away from Ray DeVito. Makes sense.
Oh. I'm definitely going to pull back.
Mm-hmm. This was yesterday, by the way. So the first thing he did today, because he was bored, was do a show. It was 38 minutes long, but he did it.
Lance just gifted a membership, everybody, if you guys care.
Tell me it's not going well. Lance just gifted a membership, if you guys care. Should we put up a poll? Do you guys care? Lance just gave a membership if you guys care. Fuck. I bet your whole chat room squished their pants.
Thank you, Lance. Thanks to everybody that got a membership because we're well over 600 now. That's the most I've ever had.
Now he's well over 600. Again, if you believe that, you're an idiot. You're just not smart. Steel Toe doesn't have 600 members. They have far more members than Chad. Watch the room. Chad doesn't get memberships. Chad doesn't get gifted memberships. Chandler gave him 50 once. Should we go back through Chad's 8 videos from the past month and count the number of gifted membership? It'll hurt your brain. It'll hurt your head. It's easy to do. Put it on 2X and just keep hitting the fast forward button until you see green boxes. It happens 2 or 3 times a show. But they're 1 membership. They're 5 memberships. We're well over 600 now. And it's not like you can just keep getting bigger and bigger. You have to do it. It's in the past 28 days. So it has to keep rolling. You can't keep, like, we were at 1947. I think we're down to 1,700 now. We never quite hit 2,000, I don't think. It's not something that, like, once you get there, you just keep getting more and more. It has to be on a rotating, ongoing basis. Members fall off. But we're supposed to believe that Chad, who's done no shows, is teeming with 600 members. Steel Toe can't catch Chad. Right. Because you're dumb and you won't think about it. Chad just says things that he hopes no one digs into. And if you dig into any of them, they're all false. They're all fake. And then you tell Chad, like, show your membership count. He's like, people aren't going to believe it no matter what.
So thank you very much for your continued support for the Z-Man. It does not go unnoticed. I'm very grateful. Very, very.
17-minute show, and 4 or 5 minutes of it will be this nonsense. 4 or 5 minutes of it will be him mumbling to himself reading the chat. 4 minutes of him will be telling you an actual story. And 4 minutes of it will be telling you this will be up later by the hot sauce. It's like, what content are we pretending is here? I really like a Chad fan to message me with what they get and see. And not in an ironic way. I mean, we're all enjoying this. The guy's a loose fucking idiot. But I want to know, like, if you're not like, Chad's really funny, Melton. You don't get it. I want to hear from that guy. I want to hear from that guy. Kevin Haas, Chad looks like a blurry-eyed blowfish. I see it. I see the resemblance.
What a pussy you are, Patrick. You put up cameras all over inside and outside your house, and you called the cops when a comedian was going to kick your ass. Of course I called the cops and put up a camera.
Yeah. I mean, that's because Chad just picks on dumb things. Chad's like a... Melton took pores from Tom Segura. It's like, I did? I don't think Tom Segura made... I mean, people say pores all the time. What do you... It's like Kevin saying making my nut. It's like... I got an email. Melton, Kevin stole your making your monthly nut thing. It's like, I mean, no, he didn't. These aren't sayings that I made up. They're not sayings that Tom Segura made up. Oh, Red Honda is here.
Very, very grateful for your hospitality. For everyone that...
No one's be... Chad, do you know what hospitality is? Lance bought a membership, so Chad's like, thanks for your hospitality.
It's ever donated, signed up to Patreons, gifted memberships, mailed me things. Thanks.
Just a minute ago, you were complaining about people mailing you things. Which is it? You guys don't know what I deal with. People send stuff to me.
Thank you. And I mean that. Time to plow Kate Meany. Now who's her daddy?
Great reading, Chad. Great reading. Why did you read that? Do you have a comment about it?
No, I don't even know what's going on. I tuned into Kevin's show a little bit yesterday.
Well, great. Thanks for bringing it up if you don't know.
Hey. But that was the first I kind of paid attention to what anybody was doing as of late.
I don't even watch Melton, honestly.
I really needed to get away. It's too much.
I don't even watch that stuff.
Waivers making it hail with 99 cents. Throwing that change at the whores.
Doing great, Chad. You're doing great, buddy. You're doing great, man.
I like it. Steven says, thanks, Lance. I didn't even realize my membership expired. So these are all people with members.
What? These are all people with members? Doesn't even make sense.
So you hooked up Stevenson, Lance. Lance Lotling, secret chimp.
Oh, you reminded Chad of a song he knew. So some neurons just fired there. Don't mind him.
What is this?
I'm glad you had time away, but I'm also glad you're back. Wow, thank you. You've been very nice. And thank you for your concern for my well-being.
And hospitality.
Allegedly, but also really, $2. Did you ask the Popo who won the roast battle? Yes. You should have seen the cop was, there was two of them. It was a woman and a guy. They were completely confused while I was trying to explain this world, this Dabbleverse.
None of this happened, by the way. Listen to this. None of this ever happened.
They were like, what's, is it like a, is it like rap battles? And I go,
yeah.
Kind of, I don't know.
He said kind of. Yeah.
But I'm trying to explain, and he's like, I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Bill from Jersey is your moderator. He's been a member for 8 months. Can you say that for yourself? Huh? Glad to see you're back and okay. Tukey apologized for falsely accusing you. Stevie Lou still stinks at comedy.
Yeah, and Chad tweeted today, like an hour before the show. Chad tweeted, I formally accept Tukey's apology. And like hashtag like fresh starts or like whatever. It's like, Chad, I don't know. You know, if you want to keep believing everybody in your chat room loves you and nobody's trolling you and they're mostly fans, there is no, and I believe I can speak for El Horrible on this. There's no timeline in our multiverse where, again, he's so used to people just, because he's a dumb guy like Ray, people just kind of like, it's not worth fighting with him. Poor guy. He's not all there. It's not, you know, like, it's like Kevin. Kevin said today on MLC, like, I can't believe people get so mad and worked up over Chad. It's like, yeah, 3 months ago, that was you. 3 months ago, you were screaming and frothing about Chad and threatening Gladwell Ape. You know, you were threatening to out everybody Chad's friends with. You were going after their family. Gladwell Ape and who else? The his number one fan guy who was also your fan. I don't know. You were going after everybody, Brennan. You're a dirty fuck too. You know, you're one of these guys who says you don't like all that stuff and they go after the families and the wives, but the minute it happens to you, you do it. So you were one of those people frothed up about Chad. People accuse me all day, like, Mom Mountain's like so fucking mad at Chad. It's like, I ain't mad at Chad. Chad's a clown. I've never taken Chad seriously. I would have never let Chad sleep in my house unguarded. Ever. Even when we were friendly. Like, I've always told you that. I was never in love with Chad, and I've never been attacking and down on Chad. I just point out what is. He can't stop lying. He can't stop fucking lying. I've never seen a guy self-sabotage so badly. I've never seen a guy so miscalibrated that he thinks he's brimming with talent and doesn't have a fucking iota of it. Like, I'm not kidding you. There's nothing there. Nothing. Like, literally, there's not an idea about what to do. So we're just pointing it out. Look, if the guy succeeds, it'll be just as entertaining as if the guy fucking kills himself tomorrow. I don't, you know, flip a coin. But for everybody who's like, yeah, right, you used to suck Chad's dick. No, I didn't. It's you that you're fucked up. That's your perception of it. Go back and watch videos of Chad talking to me on the phone and me going, I mean, it just, you see what you want to see. Just because I don't give you every one of my opinions doesn't mean I don't have them.
And just because I wasn't beating the fuck out of Chad verbally doesn't mean I didn't think he was a fucking idiot and clown the whole time. Oh, Ken Mosca. Yeah, that was the other guy. So Kevin's just as fucking bad with that stuff. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, it's so, and I gotta be honest with you.
To get back to it, there's no resetting things with Tukey. Do you think El Haribla will thinks you're a normal guy he can like make up with, you're a reasonable guy, you're nice? Go listen to what he thinks of you. It's like, you're, again, Chad, even if people like go along to get along with you, no one doesn't think you're a clown. Ray thinks you're a clown. Kevin thinks you're a clown. I think you're a clown. Florentine thinks you're a clown. Godfrey thinks you're a clown. Nick Swardson thinks you're a clown. Everyone thinks you're a clown. Like, you're a loser who just keeps flopping all over trying to get something to catch. What about this? What if I do that? What if I do that? What if I do that? What if I do this? What if I do that? It's like, yeah, I guess, man. Anyway, I mean, flex more about the, who is it? Godfrey, Florentine, and Swardson? Losers! You know, respectively. Godfrey, he killed it. He killed it in the 7-Up ads. Florentine was great on Crank Yankers. Swardson can rollerblade like no other. The problem was all those things were in 2002. Just like when you had a job and a good outlook on your future and a condo and a car. And no scars on your forearms from crashing into a tree, you drunk. It's just like, I've never seen someone, all your flexes are dumb. All your flexes are dumb. Godfrey knows you? Fuck. You don't have counters in your bathroom. And I know people think that's a silly thing to pick on, but, you know, again, where do you put stuff down? You walk into that bathroom, you got a phone, you got a purse, you have a girl over there, she goes in there, where'd she put her purse? In the sink? On the back of the toilet so it falls in? On the edge of the tub? Maybe she hangs it from the towel rack. I mean, what a loser. There's nowhere to put stuff down. If I had a room in my house where I didn't have an area to put things down, I would. Reevaluate. Okay.
I didn't miss any of these people. I didn't miss Stevie Lou. I didn't miss any of these people.
Well, thanks for volunteering. I always like to come on and tell you guys what I didn't do and what I don't care about and what I don't even, like, think about.
And I'm explaining to this cop, like, what this is, and it's just like, and it's, I told him.
Imagine Chad, like, none of this happened, but imagine if it did. None of this happened, but imagine Chad going like, the thing Stevie Lou doesn't even realize?
About Carl in Rochester, because he's asking about the other podcast. I go, there's a guy in Rochester, because he's trying to figure
NLO
out.
NLO fans are terrorizing Chad. First of all, good! Good! Don't let this goon leave his house without knowing what a loser he is. Good. I wish there was some sort of email service I could set him up. Every day he gets an email from a different address that just tells him you're a loser. No one, a lot of people reached out and asked about me. What? How come they never buy ticket to anything? How come they're not on your Patreon? I mean, I'm on your Patreon. I'm one of the 91, Chad. And you know Kevin is, and you know that Carl is. When you start thinking about it, you know Carl is. Who knows if Stevie Lou and a couple other fans aren't members just to watch him struggle. So when you get down, is it like 70? 70 real fit? Like, what is it? It's really sad. Cold C, Melton encouraging harassment. Yes, yes. If I wasn't clear about that. Yes. Yes. Knocking on his windows. Light a fire. Harassment.
Remember Newport's use code word thanks for 10% off Onions merch. And if you an overdose freak, you get an additional 15% for a total of 25% off your shit.
That's not, no. The discounts are not stackable. Delethy and Gross does not speak for the company. Promo code thanks gets you 10% off anything in our store all the way through the weekend. Please, please pick something up. Support the show and become an Overdose member. You'll save 15% on all your merch at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. There's never been a better way to see how you smell. The case is building. Oh, no.
This has me feeling great about myself. I might be dumb as fuck, but at least I'm not Anthony Zumach. He has more phone numbers than the average person, though. He has that going for him.
All this talk about counters, let's talk about gigs and fridges. I have more gigs than you, Melton. And Obed will have more fridges than you. I have more Gina Bobinas than you, too. All you do is lie.
Again.
All I do is lie. Yeah. Yeah. Remember all the times I said I was swatted? Oh, my God. Somebody said 25% sounds pretty good. You guys want 25%? If we hit the goal today, I'll give everybody 25% off the store for 48 hours, which will decimate my margins, but I'll do it. What's the goal, you ask? I don't know. I'll just know it when we, it's like steel toe. I'll do some math to make it work or make it not work, depending on what mood I'm in. If you send in 100 and I feel like that was the goal, I'll go like, we got 100 and that was the goal. But if you send in 100 and I feel like that wasn't the goal, I'll be like, we take 68 of that minus taxes from the U.S. government. And I'm in the 30% bracket. So you take out another 30% for that. My bank actually charged me $5 a month for a junior children's checking account. I get a free sticker every month in the mail. 25% off MLC stuff? Could I do that? We could do some sort of Super Friday sale, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. For the holidays? 25% off everything across the board? Some stuff, it won't work. For example, like I think like mugs, I couldn't do 25%. Oh, the Aaron M. Holt corn puzzle. No way. We'll think about it.
Like, who could have done this? Like, why would they do this?
I mean, what if, again, this is what he's done for 5 days. This is what he's come up with. Who could have done this? So he wants to send you on another goose hunt, and he also wants to get sympathy money. Just like when he got robbed in New Orleans. Just like when he got in a car wreck coming back from Sarasota and set up a GoFundMe that never went anywhere. Just like when he had when he got jumped by the Kumia country people. He just has to keep reinventing ways to be a victim. He was like, I thought it'd be enough to just tell him my Facebook page got hacked, but nobody seemed to care about that.
But, Oh, God. Wow, you guys are great. Anesthesia, $4.99. Thank you very much. Daryl Hall is suing John Oates equals Pottstown strikes again. I know. Isn't that some crazy shit? Fucking Daryl Hall suing John Oates. That's so insane.
What else about it? Why is it insane?
We haven't seen a breakup like that since Opie and Anthony. Oh. Heartless sticker. Heartless Romantic, $4.99 super sticker. Thank you.
Heartless sticker.
It's very thoughtful for a guy named Heartless.
Whoa, he's doing that Ray thing. American cupcake? Why are you an American cupcake? Why are you not a Belgium cupcake? Why are you not a Croatian cupcake? Heartless romantic. How can you be romantic if you're not heartless? If you don't have a heart, how can you be romantic? It really is like, okay. I mean, AI does a better job at conversation.
Wow, you guys are coming in strong. Thank you.
You're coming in strong.
Yeah, somebody get on this.
Somebody get on what? Oh, somebody get on what?
No, it's the Bears. Member for 2 months. Good to see you're okay. People take this shit way too far. Yeah, it's insane. It's completely insane.
Only none of it happened, Chad. Except for none of it happened. Who would do this to me? Who would do this to my aunt? Who would do this to my cousin? The police are on it. We're pulling the footage. People take it way too far. Who would do this? Oh, wait, Chad. Chad would. You know, what is a worse crime? Rape or accusing someone of rape? You know? When you accuse someone of rape, no one gets to come. So you tell me.
It really is. And I don't understand why, like...
This is great. So Bill from Jersey gives Chad his biggest payday in a while here. 5 gifted memberships. And watch what Chad says. This is one of the funniest things. You know, Chandler left him. I don't know for how long. I have a feeling Chandler will be back. But Chandler left him, and it has been bugging Chad. I mean, Monday when Chandler announced he was done with Chad, Chad went on MLC and groveled. Well, now he doesn't have Chandler and hasn't for a week. And Bill from Jersey gave him 5 gifted memberships. Watch what he says here.
Bill from Jersey just gifted 5 memberships. 5. That's
which is awesome. Which is awesome. But watch what Chad says. Just to let you know where his mind is.
Great. That's very nice of you, Bill from Jersey. On behalf of me, thank you. Yes! See? They love you, Bill. They're chanting you. You're like the new David Chandler around here.
You're like the new David Chandler around here.
How dare you?
Fuck. David fucking Chandler. Bill from Jersey. I mean, whoever this guy is, I still hold out hope that it's a troll. He's like the new Chandler. Listen to the celebration. Chandler throws out 50 memberships at a time over and over and over and over and over again. Bill from Jersey drops 25 and Chad goes, "We got a new Chandler. We got a new Chandler." And it just, to this fanfare, silence.
Yeah, some people were speculating it was Joey C since he lives here. And I'm like, honestly, I just think it's some... And if he's watching, whoever's doing it, like...
Do you see this acting? Remember, this is all lies. We know it's all lies now. He admitted on MLC the swattings weren't real. And here he is putting blame, you know, hypothetically, having these little brain fantasies, these little mental exercises about who it could be and why would they do this to me. Chad loves to be a victim. And if he can't be a real victim, he'll be a fake one. Because he still gets the same feels.
That's like a...
So remember, as you watch this is all just acting. He's making this up as he goes. It's why he can't look forward. And you'll remember these behaviors and tics in the future when he's lying.
It's a serious felony. That's a serious felony, you know.
Right. Right.
I would be very careful. Now we have a camera, which is good.
Now we have a camera, which is good. Do you think he has a camera? Could I get someone to drive by Chad's apartment and see if he has a camera outside of his apartment? Don't disturb him. Don't make noise. Don't knock on his windows. Don't do anything. I just want to know if every single bit of everything is a lie. Could we get someone in Tampa to just go take a photo of Chad's front door to see if he bought a Ring doorbell, to see if he bought a camera? There's no fucking way. Right, he's going to get a gun before. He was going to get a camera before. This is all. Well, I have a camera now, so. No, you don't. I don't believe any of it. Any of it. None of this is real. It's.
But we're doing it. R. Murray 02809. $5. Thank you. Carl did nothing, buddy. Please stay away from KB, pal. He isn't worth your time. Carl did nothing, buddy. No, I'm not accusing Carl. He was just trying to explain to him, like, what this all is. Like, the cop had no clue. Like, I was trying to explain to him in detail, like, because I was trying to explain, yeah, this is what I do. I fight with other podcasts all day.
Why don't you just swing the door open and show him your couchless living room with a desk and a ring light? Why didn't you ask him if he wanted to come in and kick a bunch of Tito's bottles out of the way while you showed him where he could sit on the floor and watch your show? You guys want something to drink?
Hey, everybody. This is comedian Ray DeVito. And I just wanted to take the time to admit that I am a homosexual.
Oh. It's good to know. Good to come out with it. Big in Ohio, chicken dance super sticker. Great, great stuff. Waiver, make the change with the American cupcakes are the best. Chandler swatted him. I don't even know what planet this old man's on. Beat it. Kevin, I'm taking the day off. Remember?
I mean, they were just confused. They never heard anything like it.
Bobby.
Terry Mizo believes me.
Did Bobby really quit his channel? I don't know. We're going to have to get into it one day when we're not dealing with this. But, like, is that real, Bob? It takes a long time to get monetized. Like, you got to just keep doing it. Because you got to get your watch hours. Everybody's so obsessed with the 1,000 people hitting the subscribe button. It's like, that doesn't mean they watch your videos. You can get 1,000 people to hit subscribe as, like, a favor. But now what? So if that's real, if their shows, if Shuley somehow convinced all his shows to come back to, what's going on at that Shuley network? And now Zinhauser and Elmore are doing a show together. I've never seen anyone take an L more. You know what I mean?
Please stay away from Kevin Brennan. He isn't worth your time. Look, I don't think Kevin's behind it.
Yeah, because there's nothing. No one's behind it because you made it up.
I missed a lot of you guys. Cabbie won.
So this is just Chad talking to himself, scrolling through the chat, talking to himself. 17-minute show, and half of it is just Chad confused, scrolling through the chat. It's so weird. And then there's genuinely people who are like, Chad's funny. Chad brings a lot to the table. It's like, name one. He's literally been like annexed from MLC for 9 months. He came up with nothing. Not a damn thing.
So, you know, everyone's going to be watching this video now.
No, they're not. No, they're not. It had 400 views. 700, Chad, there's 700 views on the video where you get the death note on your door. And more people wanted to see that. 700. Everyone's going to be watching this. Everyone's going to want to know where I was. He tweeted it. It's been over 24 hours. 6 likes. two comments from one guy. Two comments from one guy and six likes. Thanks to everybody who's been reaching out for support. Where the fuck are they? Who? Who? Will the people who have been reaching out to Chad with support please come forward? I have a feeling it's Dr. Steve and Eddie fucking Baker. Thanks to everyone who came. Why won't they click like on anything, Chad? Why won't they show up to watch a show? Why won't they join your Patreon? Where are all these supporters? Everyone's going to want to watch. No, they aren't. Fuck. He thinks he's like a real hot commodity in the biz.
Oh, and overanalyzing it. See, there's where he's lying, and they're going to point out stuff. So
he knows he's lying. We all know he's lying now. He admitted it. And he's doing this cope thing where he's like, everybody's going to say I'm lying. Everybody's going to say I'm a liar. He can't even, like, this one didn't even last a day. This one didn't even last a day. And every fucking bit of it is a lie. Every little fucking bit of it.
Have fun. Milton kept saying it was because you're low on the totem pole at Kroger and had to work throughout the holiday.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Which is it? Did I do no shows or was I constantly talking about how he had to work at Kroger?
Nailed it. Anyways, this is a short explanation of what happened. I hope everyone's doing well. I don't know how the show's going to move forward, what we're going to do, but we're going to cut back on some programming.
We're cutting back on programming. The football show, which is already seasonal, you know, that goes away in February. Okay, the football show. He's already gotten rid of Sit Down Zumok. There's no more regular Sit Down Zumok podcast, despite the poster behind him. So the only shows are the football show, Kumia's Cucks, and Mondays with Mazer. Tuesdays with Tony the Tiger is long gone. So we have Mondays with Mazer, the football show, and Kumia's Cucks. And he's like, it's too much. Something's got to go. He's like, I can't just keep doing 3 hours of content every week for you people. He's rounding up from 38 minutes per show. I can't be doing all these shows. Now, the beautiful thing about it is usually when Chad announces he's taking a week off or cutting back on podcasting, it usually means the exact opposite. Every time Chad announces he's taking a week off, he does 5 shows a week. Just like yesterday, he announced he's cutting back. Today, I'm bored, so I was doing a show. Chad's making $40 a show. Gross! I wasn't just reacting to that number. I'm saying that's the gross total. I wasn't just going $40. Gross! Chad made $40-something dollars on his show yesterday, this show we're watching now, and $40-something dollars on the show we sniped from him this morning. And then he loses, you know, 30% to Kevin's right. It's like, Chad makes no fucking money, man. 600 members. I'm not kidding. If he has 200, I'll eat my own dick. Chad, just post a number. Just post a number. I'll say the same thing to Kevin. You know, Kevin can't stop screaming about it. You think I'm not doing well? I'll show anybody my numbers who has any doubt. I have a doubt. Show them. Show them. You've said this for 9 months, Kevin. If anybody wants to see him, I'll show. Show them. Okay. Stop telling us you'll do it. Show them. Show them. I'm doing shit. I'm not showing anybody anything. Kevin can't stop doing it. If anybody wants to see, I'll show. Show me. I'm asking officially right now. Send him over. Kevin Brennan, he's cutting back like the Bobby first. Yeah, maybe. His studio is filled with empty pop-off handles. I don't think Kevin even has his numbers. He said he had to ask Adam. But yeah, I'm at, okay. Kevin, I'm taking you up. You say this all the time. If anybody wants to see, I'll show you. Show me. 3 months I've asked. Let's see them. Let's see how well the numbers are up. Loser. No, I'm kidding. Kevin's fine. This is not about Kevin. I never noticed it in his eyes are a bit too far apart. Kevin makes more than all of us, I'm sure, but I still want to see him. You said if anybody wants to see, I'll show you. I want to see. I'm taking you up on the offer. Send him over. You offered. Send him over. Remember when MLC regularly had 1,400 viewers? They never had 1,400 viewers regularly. Maybe for like 2 weeks. While everything was at its titular point. Okay. Chad refills the same Tito's bottles with bottom shelf gut rot. Oh, God. Come on. Oh, you already said that. Nope. Now Kevin's gone. I hope he's getting the spreadsheets for me. I want to see the numbers. If anybody wants to see him, I'll show him. Okay, I'd like to see him. None of your business! That's my prediction. Holy shit. Fucking Chad, huh?
Because it's nice just getting away. It's just nice just not have to have random people knock on your door and get sent things and bang on your back window. It's just nice.
Yeah, Kevin and I have an idea, Kevin. Okay. Kevin and I are going to do a show called Who's Got the Pores? It's me and him. We both go live at the exact same moment for exactly 1 hour. And the purpose is just to raise as much fucking money as we can. That's the whole point. Like, hopefully there's so many super chats you can't even read them all. Like, the chats aren't the point. It's just about whose total can get in 1 hour. We just go. We just go. And then whoever has the most pores is determined by whoever has the lowest dollar score. Or maybe we even make it shorter. Maybe it's like 30 minutes. Maybe it's like 15 minutes. It has to be real rapid fire. But just like, let's see how crazy we can get the numbers. This isn't going to work. Kevin's calling in. My phones are fucked.
My phones are fucked.
They are?
I can hear you, but I can also hear me. So you just talk. I won't talk. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm talking to the fans. I don't need to talk to you.
All right, go.
You're wrong. How do you want me to show you? What do you want me to show you?
You said you'll send me all in a cinema. I'm kidding. I don't care.
Oh, are you saying I'm lying? Are you saying I'm lying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll bet me that I'm lying.
Yes.
All right. So what are you betting me? That my last 2 months haven't been record?
I can't talk. It sounds insane. I can't talk.
Hey, and tell these idiots in your chat, when Chad had a black eye and he came back, we did 1,300 that day. So this regularly, these people are such losers. They don't have jobs or anything, any gardens to attend to. Like, they're such losers. They just make up shit. And it's like, Brennan used to do 1,400 regularly. I did. When Chad had a black eye, I think we hit 1,400 that day. And we never did it again. The Levyverse is over. It's over. You can encourage them all you want that, you know, it takes time, Bobby. It takes time. You're like the little engine that could. You got to do it one day at a time and build up your views. Bobby don't have that kind of time. He's an old man. He thought he's a big star. He thought he's going to get monetized in a week. Unbelievable. So keep, so you talk to him. You give him a pep talk. Andrew Carnegie, you give him a pep talk. Bobby, you stick with it. You're a young guy, just like your son with his cover band. You guys are going to stick with it. You're going to get his, he's going to get a record deal, and you're going to get monetized.
Kevin out. Kevin out. I cannot figure out why that's looping back. It's one of those problems that, like, I've got to go, like, go away from it and come back and retrace the audio routing again. Like, you got to come with a fresh. Because I've been, it totally broke on the last computer. Something broke. And then I hooked it up to this one, and it was still broke. And then I started tweaking with stuff to fix it. And I got it now where I can hear them, but that, that echo back is insane. It's insane. Look, no, I think Kevin makes more than all of us, for sure. I mean, I'm not even saying I make more than Kevin. Of course not. Nobody wants to bet that. He's like, you want to bet? No, 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 no. You went on your show and you said, if anyone thinks you're a liar, you'll show them. And now it's a bet? No. I'm requesting the documents. I'm doing a live FOIA. I'm doing a Freedom of Information Act. I'm asking for you to send over all the stuff. So glad to have found you from MLC. Now I just listen to this because Kevin is lazy and mailing it in. Wow. At least your show is funny and not reading super chats and pretending they are so funny. I mean, come on. They're great.
It's nice just getting my life back when you guys were trying to take it away.
Okay, so who tried to take Chad's life away? We know that the swatting is fake. We know that the death threat is fake. We know the banging is fake. Who tried to take Chad's life away? It must. There's nothing else that happened last week that made you run away other than Melton sniping you, and now you don't know what to do with yourself. Go ahead. Go ahead, talk.
What do you want to see? You want to see, I know I'm saying, you say, yeah, I basically said, if you doubt me.
The audio is too bad, Kevin. I can't do it. It's not you. It's me. I'll get my audio fixed. This is why I was up till 3 a.m. last night. That's why I didn't do a show today, because I was up till 3 a.m. trying to get this to work. I can't take calls. We'd love to, but we can't right now.
God, I want to sign off.
So Chad's like, it's so good to have my life back. From what? The made-up stuff or the sniping?
They're actually being pretty funny in the chat. Wait, Chad, are you saying the officers didn't know who Rada Vito? They had no clue. None. You would think they're like, oh.
The best part of all this is, like, Chad's not only making up stuff to make him a victim. He's making up stuff that makes him sound like he had a cool social interaction with people who like him. He's like, yeah, it was crazy. I was talking to the cops, and they were like, you know, I was trying to explain to them this world and all this. Like, again, this never happened. This is just like a fantasy Chad has. I'm kind of a celebrity. Don't worry about it. It's tough to understand. It's like, right. That's a great freeze frame on Chad, by the way. But that is what Chad's doing. He's like, yeah, it was nuts, you know. I was trying to, like, we were all standing around, you know, drinking Heinekens, and I was trying to tell him, you know, no, there's these puppets and potatoes, and it's like, yeah, Chad, yeah. This is, sounds like a real conversation that really happened.
You mean Ray?
All right, guys, I'm going to bounce.
I have no doubt Kevin's numbers are up because he started taking memberships and gifted memberships, which he called in here 2 months ago and said were a scam and gay and he would never do it. And now he gets hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, if not thousands and thousands of dollars a month in gifted membership. So it's like, oh, I bet your money's up, stupid. Did you start doing all the things everybody told you about 5 months ago? I bet your numbers are up, Kevin.
No, you guys are wrong. My numbers are good. My numbers are up. They're up.
Like, I know. I know. Remember when you resisted memberships for months and months and months because they were dumb and Shuli did it? I don't do anything Shuli does. I think you got rid of Bob just so you could start doing memberships and not have to eat crow when everybody called you out about being a loser and an idiot for not jumping on the subs earlier. MLC got 2,200 subs in 24 hours. Yeah, I mean, so times five, that's over 10 grand. Kevy! Hey, Kevy! That's over 10 grand. I bet they're up, idiot. Remember when you called in here and you said it was a scam and gay? How about now? How about now? Are they scammy and gay? No, it's fine. It's fine. You just don't like, well, everyone just admit. I know Kevin's numbers are up. I know he cares. I have no doubt you're making bank, Kevin. I see. It was a joke. I don't need to see your numbers. I know you wouldn't provide them anyway. I could use 10K. So 7K. Yeah, I guess. And look, that's just a bump. That's just a little bump from turning on gifted memberships. You know, hold on. Is Tukey really gay? Is that what you guys are saying? Is Rocco the guy that plays Tukey? Is he actually homosexual? I haven't been following this at all. And you guys are saying like, that's bad and dangerous now because he's gay. And should he be touching that puppet if his whole hand is covered in jizz? Or because I saw the clip, people were just throwing around this clip of him like jumping around on a game show, hugging his boys. And if that's the evidence we're using for like he's gay, I don't, you know. Can we find something else? I mean, Chad makes up stories and tells you about fake conversations he had with cops that are friends of his now. Chad's a guy who gets a welfare check called on him, and then the cops come over and he invites them in and starts showing off his podcasting gear. And he thinks that they're like interested in it and like want to learn. Yeah, they hung out. They were asking questions about the potato and the puppet. And I was trying to tell them it was crazy, but it was cool. They hung out for a while and talked to me about it. It's like, yeah, it's a wellness check. They're trying to make sure you're not insane and that you don't have any weapons and you're not going to hurt yourself. Chad's like, no, they were my friends. The officer gave me his car. I can call him anytime. We're friends. It's like the stripper who's giving him a lap dance after he paid her. No, I think she was into me because she asked me like what I do for a living and like she kept calling me baby. Yeah, no, she's never done that before. It's the first time she's ever done that with a guy. You're the one. All right, we're going to get out of here. Zipperfish did that. Yeah, I know. That's what it was making me think of. That's what it was making me think of. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to try to fix these phones for tomorrow morning. And there was a snipe show earlier today. Go check that on the stream if you haven't seen that. We're going to try to do 4 a.m. tomorrow. Next week should be mostly normal. I'm letting you know right now, Tuesday morning, I think I can't do a show. I think I might not be here. To be revealed later. Why? But Tuesday morning, there probably won't be a show. That's not to say there won't be a show Tuesday. Maybe night. There'll be a show. Next week could get weird. I don't know. Next week could just be weird as this week. I don't know. I don't know anybody anything. I don't have a boss. And even if I did, I'd tell him where he could stick it, right? Thanks for helping me eat my nut, everybody. Kevin even helped with the nut. Will Tukey ever snipe Chad again? Yeah, we're just going to set up another channel for it so that Chad and anybody else can't, you know, hold that over the alliance. See you in the morning, F. Shuli. How many views does Shuli get now? I don't know. People have been sending me a lot of like, I can't get into it now. We'll see you soon. What's that? Guys, I gotta go. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, Melton faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I'll put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called him, he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me.